in everyone to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are so excited to be welcoming back the artistic director of White Wave Dance, Youngsoon Kim. She's joining us today to talk about a wonderful festival she mentioned on our previous conversation covering the White Wave Solo Duo Dance Festival. This time, she's here to talk to us about White Wave Dance's presentation of the 2024 Dumbo Dance Festival. It's happening June 27th through the 30th at the Mark Morris Dance Center, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting whitewavedance.org. We are so excited to have this incredible company back on our show and to be sharing with you this amazing festival. So let's not waste any more time. Let's jump right in and welcome our guest back, Youngsoon Kim. It's so wonderful to have you back here on Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so happy you're here. I'm so excited that we're talking about the 2024 Dumbo Dance Festival. Like I said, you mentioned it on our last conversation, and I've been like excited, anxious. I'm like, is this happening still? I want to know more. And here we are. And the performances you've got planned are amazing. I'm doing a really bad job of explaining it. So why don't we start by having you tell our listeners a little bit about what the 2024 Dumbo Dance Festival is.
This year's Dumbo Dance Festival is a 23rd annual Dumbo Dance Festival. It's our signature dance festival since 2001. 23 years, it should be 24, but 2020, due to the pandemic, we couldn't do. So now it is becoming 23rd. Dumbo Dance Festival's mission is to present and promote young and rising choreographers, mixed bill with internationally known company as well. And this year we are so excited to have companies, so many companies from other countries in Europe, Germany and Switzerland. And we also have companies coming from Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and Mexico, and Colombia, South America. So it is very exciting, and also many companies from out of New York, perhaps more than half state of the America, companies coming from other states as well. And also Dumbo Dance Festival is a platform for the companies who want to show their work in New York City. As you all know, New York is capital city of the art, and especially dance festival, and everybody wanted to know what's happening in New York. Our festival has been covered not only from New York Times and also PBS Channel 13, and as well as like Channel 7, their eyewitness news. 2 years in the back, we were covered in the morning news, included as a morning news. So it has been incredible ride. And this year we will be presenting 50 companies, as Andrew mentioned in the beginning, at Mark Morris Dance Center, which is the heart of the downtown Brooklyn, right across from the Brooklyn Academy of Music, BAM, and theater is beautiful. We will be starting with the opening, gala opening night on 27. We will be starting with the ceremony. And this year, actually our dance festival, each year we honored two distinguished people, and this year we will be honoring John Ryan, White Wave's angel and benefactor, have been supporting the company for like 20 years. And Joan Fingerstein, executive director at the Harkness Foundation for Dance, for her service to the art world, dance community, and through the Harkness Foundation for the Art grant to support the creating and projects and program especially for dance, which is unspeakable. So we are thrilled and very proud to presenting this too. And then there will be a gala performing company with a very esteemed and well-known internationally and nationally known company, Buglishi Dance Theater, Yoshiko Chuma School of Hard Knock, Zvi Dance. Those three companies are from New York, and Company E from Washington, D.C., and then my company, Wait Wave Young Sung Kim Dance Company. Gala 20 on 27 Gala is a very special night of the event happening in, not only we appreciate our supporters, but also incredible line of the performance, then delicious buffet dinner and raffle tickets, and all proceeding this benefit will be covering White Waves 2024-2025 programs, including such as a Solo Duo Dance Festival and Dumbo Dance Festival. And then we have 50 companies lined up from Friday and 7 o'clock show, Saturday and Sunday, both 4 and 6 p.m. show. At the end of the last show on grand finale on Sunday, 6 p.m. show, we will be honoring two companies, and we will be representing, and they will be performing 2025 New Dance Festival in Korea and 2025 Detroit City Dance Festival. So among two companies, we will be selected, and these are the special opportunity, and we want to continuously support incredible choreography and artistry. So we created this kind of partnership.
That is amazing. What an incredible lineup. What an incredible festivals in store for this year. This is incredible. I'm over the moon. So let me ask you, how is it that you selected this year's performing groups?
We have 8 to 10, sometimes even more, jurors, selection panel members, which is choreographers and presenters and critics and dance educators. And we assemble each year's panel member, and we released the application form. I think it was about 7 months ago, and we released the application through our e-newsletter and other social media platform and individual emails, and then we received the applications, and last December 21st, we went through and view each videos and read about their piece information, and we vote to select each companies. So this year's roster group are selected by like 8 selection members.
That is fabulous. I love learning about that. That's so wonderful. I want to kind of build off of that because, as you mentioned, you've had, companies from all around the world this year. We've got several from New York, one from Washington, D.C. What can audiences expect from this year's Dumbo Dance Festival?
This is we describe as a 4 days dance marathon. Each program have like 8 companies performing. When as a curator and presenter, I assemble performance schedule. So and group piece, and we kind of mix with the New York companies, with out of town and out of country group. And each company and presents very signature, their own signature piece a lot of companies they are presenting new works, so audience can see of in one program eight different companies from many different like in areas, New York and out of town and out of country companies. It's a diverse program, and also fact is a Dumbo Dance Festival is presenting contemporary dance, but sometimes we include their own cultural and traditional background interpreted as a contemporary dance. So audience can expect to such a diverse program, and also like a mainly company members young, but also very like mature and seasoned dancers as well. And in terms of the like, I mean, like a contemporary and modern dance is solely representing their style and movement by choreographers. And these days, a lot of companies like collaborating with their own performers. So every company has their own vocabulary, their own movement, their selection of the music is a very interesting and completely different to one company to other. Some live performance, some recorded music, but very diverse of the music as well. So it is kind of like a feast, you know, where you come and see of the not only just like one company's repertoire, they can be able to see eight different choreographers' piece with their own voice.
That is just phenomenal. This is so fantastic. What a great many pieces you have in store for audiences. Now, I know that we've got all these different companies coming, all with modern dance, it sounds like. Is there a message or thought you hope that festival goers will take away from this year's event?
Yes, you know, each program we have a program note, so audience can be able to see what dance piece is about, title and music, all the credits, as well as piece info. So this audience can be able to get the like each dancer's message, but when I do the interview, I often say, sometimes I hesitate to talk about, and I actually ask them to come and just to see it and then see what they felt. So each and individual audience members have, you know, whatever they touch in their heart are very different. So whatever they feel and they're getting the through, that is the, you know, what's a great experience. Sometimes some people say, oh, I don't understand the contemporary dance. It's too difficult to understand. So I said, well, when you stand in front of the Picasso, what do you see? It's very abstract, and every viewers have a different view of that painting. Same as a contemporary dance. Everybody's like, let's say, like 160 audience member is watching dance, but every single person will have the different. Whatever their background, their experience, at very moment of the when they're watching dance, where they are, where they're from. So it is a different. So I mean, art is a transformative vision, and I would like to encourage them to just watch and just to feel what they feel. And that is, you know, that I think that I can recommend. instead of saying something, any significant,
That is fantastic. And it leads to my final question for this first part of the interview, which is, who are you hoping have access to the 2024 Dumbo Dance Festival?
I know this is happening in Brooklyn, New York. So, if you are not live outside of the New York State or nearby, it would be hard to actually physically come and see it. But we embrace of audience too young, even sometimes we. Actually, we used to have a kids can dance program, even outside when we did a Dumbo Dance Festival in Brooklyn, in Dumbo, at our own theater. Not only inside of the White Whale John Ryan Theater, we also performed on Sunday, Brooklyn Bridge Park, Fulton Ferry Landing, and on Sunday we had a family. A friendly show like 1 o'clock, but we are no longer doing that. But we actually welcome young audience, teenagers, and senior members and students, and all races. Our festival actually represents all races. So our audience is also a variety of ethnic, different ethnic, different background. So that is our audience, and we are expecting this year as well.
Second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit more, as you've seen before with our previous interview. And I want to dive a little bit more into, you and your history with the performing arts. And I want to ask you, how is it that you came into the performing arts?
Well, how long is this interview? It will go on and on and on. Actually, when I interviewed and many people are asking me, when do you start dancing? And my answer is, since my mother's womb. And then they laugh, and I said, my mother wanted to be a dancer, but mother's father, my grandfather, actually disapproved, and she couldn't pursue as a dancer, but her dream was. And when I in 1977, when I left Korea to New York to study at the Martha Graham School, and at the airport, Gimpo Airport, my grandmother gave me pujak. Pujak means written material in the rice paper, written materials. And she said, take this one, carry this one on your body all the time. It will take away evil spirit and bring the good luck to you. And then she said to me, this was your mother's dream, and now you will go out in the world and make it. That was my grandmother when she told me. So yes, I started to dance since my mother's womb, but actually when I started dancing when I was 6 in my hometown, Gwangju, about 3 hours south of Seoul in Korea.
What an incredible story. What a great way to get into the arts. Even before you put your feet on the ground, you were already like, I'm doing the dancing thing, Mom. This is it. And I'm sure your mom appreciated every step you took in her belly.
Yes.
Well, I would love to know, you shared with us your favorite theater memory last time, but what is another of your favorite theater or performing art memories that you have?
Well, I love theater. I mean, I love opera, but sometimes it gets too long a program. But yes, I do opera and theater as well. And also, I love going to see like art exhibitions. In New York, I have a lot of friends who are artists, and I get quite a lot of inspirations watching artwork and, in fact, nature. You know, sometimes, I mean, not lately, but I used to love sitting in the one of the cafe outside the cafe in Soho and watching people's walk by, you know, and their expression and their way of move and wearing their clothing and just like observation. I used to like that. I mean, no longer. I don't have much time for that, you know, but yeah, I used to did that. Yeah.
That is so lovely. What wonderful thoughts. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Oh, sure.
As we wrap things up, I would love to know, do you or your company have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Actually, this year we have been quite a lot of performances. At the end of January, we did a kind of like a one day pop-up event along with the artwork exhibition. My company performed at the World Trade Center, Oakland Center. That was fun. And we did it our solo duo dance festival in February, early February. And then February 23rd, we did it American Dance Guild Festival at the Ailey City Cove Theater. And now, actually, this Thursday, we have a studio showing, April 18th, studio showing at the East 10th Street, New York Creative Art and Dance. That studio is run by Joyce Foundation, and there we will have like about hour long of the studio showing. After that, wine and hors d'oeuvres reception with the mingle with the artist and audience. It is a private showing, and then we, as we mentioned, our Dumbo Dance Festival at the end of June, June 27th through 30, with the six different programs. And also early June, we will also have one more studio showing before the Dumbo Dance Festival. If anybody who are not in our mailing list who would like to come and see, studio showing is wonderful because of it's informal open rehearsal with like the Q&A, and audience can see kind of like intimate setting with the like kind of like watching rehearsal but private. And after that, like you can really talk, you can actually questions, and we can talk and get to know our like own members, which is good. So if anybody would like to come, I mean, and then if you can go to the whitewavedance.org and there connect with us, you can give us your like email information, and then we will send you the invitation.
That all sounds fantastic. Some great things coming on the pipeline for all of you. And that leads to my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about the 2024 Dumbo Dance Festival or about White Wave Dance, or even you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Actually, I encourage people to come and support young and rising choreographers. Tickets only $30. Yes, it is not the Broadway show, but it's not like, over $100, couple of $100, only $30. And student and seniors are $25. Ticket links are already set. You can go to the online and you can get the ticket. But this is what I would like to share. Like buying tickets, you're helping these young choreographers and dance makers and companies continuously be able to fulfill their dreams. So it's for you, it is a $30. And also, if anybody would like to support, and there is a donation box, you can check it and donate. And for us, we can continue to be able to present. But like your $30 ticket price is helping these many young choreographers and closer to getting their dreams because of every performance, stepping stone to closer to their dream.
That is lovely. That is wonderful. Well, Young Soon, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today and sharing this amazing festival. I'm so honored that we have the opportunity to share this with our listeners and followers. And I'm so excited about the festival. I look forward to attending. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Andrew. It is always great to talk with you, yeah, and talk with your audience.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
My guest today has been the artistic director of White Wave Dance, Young Soon Kim, who is part of the 2024 Dumbo Dance Festival, which is being presented by White Wave Dance. It's happening June 27th through the 30th at Mark Morris Dance Center, and you can get tickets and more information by visiting whitewavedance.org. This is a fantastic festival. This is a great way to support some young and brilliant artists. Tickets are very affordable. You will not be finding tickets this cheap in New York, most anywhere else. So make sure you get your tickets, come out, support some great artists, take in some wonderful dance. The 2024 Dumbo Dance Festival, June 27th through the 30th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies. Keep talking about the theater.
A stage whisperer.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.